Babes, all that knowledge and so little room in the head for it. I'm adding on.
You don't understand. I like school. It's just that some days are so predictable.
You know, I could have predicted you'd say that.
Sometimes I'd like a little variety.
I'll give you variety. Come on an adventure with me, Liz. I'll show you some of the local color.
It's too bad you can't teach my class today. You'd be great.
Poor kid. Must be rough being a good student. Of course, how would I know? I wish there was something I could do. Whoa! There is something I can do. Hey! Over here, stupid! Hey, watch your step! Oh, I was getting ahead of myself. I think it's time I contributed my share to the quality of our young people's education.
Are we ready for an entire day of story problems? If Sally had 327 apples and a train leaves Cincinnati at 4 o'clock, traveling 60 miles an hour, how many hungry engineers will it take to eat the apples if it's decent Saturday time in Philadelphia?
Allow me to introduce myself, Professor Beetleberg, M.A., Ph.D., C.B., L.L.B., R.I.P., A.B.C.D., E.G.B.D.F., and any other letters you can think of.
Beetlejuice?
May I help you?
But of course! Crazy that the Board of Education has sent me to pick four of your students to participate in special field studies.
And if she believes that, I've got some swampland in Florida to sell her.
I'm flattered that you've chosen my class, Professor. But how should we decide which girls will go?
To ensure fairness, we shall employ the Glockenspiel matrix. Pick a card, any card. Four aces for four lucky students. We must have order. There are plenty of chances for everyone.
What are you doing?
You a favor, babe. Pick a card. Congratulations. Next.
Like, it's an ace.
Mine, too. So is mine.
You are all very fortunate.
Why am I not so sure?
What do you little monsters, young ladies, want to know?
I think we should solve those equations Miss Shannon left on the board.
Yeah! Math! Can you balance a checkbook? Can you make correct change? Have you got charge cards? Then that's all the math you need.
I think that's an irresponsible attitude towards a very important subject.
and who asked you to think? Well,
if you get us in trouble, you're history.
History! An excellent subject. Now, the first thing to remember is history repeats itself.
If you get us in trouble, you're history.
History! An excellent subject. Now, the first thing to remember is history repeats itself.
If you get us in trouble, you're history. Cut that out!
Sure. In fact, let's cut out of here and visit world-famous History Land, where history comes alive at the speed of thought, and the hot dogs can be beat.
Wow, a theme park! Like, who cares? It can't be that great, or like, I would have already been there.
Where is it, Professor Beetleburg?
Yes, Professor, where is it?
The Netherworld, of course. Come on, babes, I'm doing this for you.
You're doing it for fun.
Just a short bus ride away.
Okay, take us to History Land.
History Land, get ahead.
I wonder why we haven't heard of History Land before.
Must be new.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Come on, babe, let's make history. Give me the three B's.
Knowing that I should be wary, still I venture someplace scary. Ghostly haunting, I turn loose. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
Beep, beep. Ah! Welcome to History Land. What major event do you want to experience first?
The signing of the Declaration of Independence.
The landing at Plymouth Rock.
They must have, like, a designer jeans exhibit.
Loosen up, babes. You need to learn about something with action, romance, and danger, like a made-for-TV movie.
How about the Civil War?
And with the modern technology of special effects that History Land offers us, we'll be there in a flash. 1861, disembarked through the front door's police. The Civil War. Follow me to view the actual events as they happen. It's as if it only happened yesterday.
Yesterday? Excuse me, Mr. Beetleburg, but it was 130 years, 4 months, and 23 days ago.
You're so smart. How come you're still in school? Come on! Stand in the midst of the interactive Civil War exhibit.
It's like grimy.
That sure was quick.
Where's that music coming from?
Quiet! I'm trying to teach!
The country was torn. North and south. Brother fought brother. Mother fought both brothers, resulting in... the Civil War chess set! Not the rakish plumes and the realistic details. This realistic chess set, yours for 83 easy payments.
What was the war about, Professor?
The Civil War was a fight to end slavery.
It's so realistic.
Like, check out the clothes. Those little skirts are adorable. But these are the wrong slaves. This is the wrong century, not to mention the wrong side of the planet.
It was also a fight to preserve the Union. Everybody's a critic. Yeah!
Professor!
But the South stood firm, like a stone wall.
What was that?
Stonewall Jackson.
Fire mortar!
Lunch counterattack!
enough. One hero is enough.
Rally round the flag, boys!
Wow! History and driver's ed in one class! Hey, watch out!
But the greatest general of all was Robert E. Lee.
You think I'd send you up the creek without a paddle? Will you?
Where are we?
Ah, yes. Robert E. Lee. Ropes would follow him anywhere. Mark Twain!
Reports of my death are pretty much right on the money.
Huh?
Frog in my throat.
Gettysburg address.
67. I say.
Whoa. Tough room.
Beetle, Berg, are you all right?
Grape shot.
May I get you a cocktails, huh?
Rich Butler.
He can't be here. He's a fictional character.
Really? No bulls?
Where did they go?
They went Hemingway.
Nice obscure visual pun. Ernest Hemingway and the Running of the Bulls. Huh?
Huh?
Really, Lydia, you are like such a child.
Stop it! We want to see!
Whoa!
Get us out of here! Now!
Sure thing, babes. We'll be gone faster than the speed of light!
Beetle, Professor, where are we?
Ace, or should I say, based out.
What are you talking about?
History in the making. You know, the final frontier, where no one has gone before, and all that.
Wow, what an exhibit! They even make us feel weightless!
Professor, look out!
Hey, get out of here, Buster, or I'll give you a spanking with Orion's belt!
Wow, Horoscope City! Hey, what's your sign?
My sign is exit! Professor, how about getting us somewhere safe for a change?
This is all wrong. The stars don't move. It's merely an illusion caused by the rotation of the Earth.
So then what are you worried about? Whoa!
Yeah! Lid, I'm worried.
Great! Now you're worried. How do you really feel about this?
This is the best exhibit yet!
Come on, it's not like they're, like, real stars.
No problem.
What do you mean, no problem?
I'm sorry, I meant no solution.
What? Your mind got us here. It can get us out.
Let me think. Need the tune-up.
It's not like I have any distractions or anything. Oof.
Great ride.
Where's a cop when you need one?
All right, that's about enough.
Who are you?
I'm the final frontier marshal.
Then can we go?
Where'd the neat animals go?
We don't cotton the trespassers in these here parts. I'm gonna have to take you in.
Great! Now we're under arrest!
Far out!
Like, gross! Who wants to go to a smelly old jail exhibit?
Relax! What can they do to us for a little trespassing? Ask a silly question.
I love westerns, but I'm not so sure I want to be in one.
Like, too dusty and dumpy clothes.
I'd rather take my chances with the lion. What do we do now?
Sorry, babes. I'm fresh out of ideas. See?
This is all my fault for not being satisfied with my education. If only we could go back to before all this started.
Why didn't you say so, babe? I wish we could go back to where we started.
What exhibit is this, Professor?
Events back to before all this started. This is the, prehistory exhibit.
Great! Like cavemen.
And nobody bathed.
Professor Spielberg! This isn't as interesting as that interactive exhibit with the killer constellations.
Can we go somewhere else, Professor?
Yeesh! Short attention, then a what? Okay, let's split. Oops, I'll pull myself together.
What is this place?
The History of Science exhibit. A top secret nuclear lab deep in the bowels of the Earth.
Like science class.
Cool! Do they have a pretend meltdown?
Don't give him any ideas!
Like, too cool! A hot tub!
Nope! A rat tub! My favorite! Cannonball!
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness! All this noise! There! Much better!
Hey! What's the big deal? You can have it next, Professor! I didn't get the name.
Albert Einstein. Dr. Albert Einstein. A scientist of some note, relatively speaking.
Hey, Einstein too. Maybe we're related.
Professor, what have you done?
I just went for a dip. Nothing major. I have to admit I do feel kind of funny.
Did not do that. Something's happening to us.
A not unexpected reaction. You will become accustomed to your new forms in time.
Whoa! There's more to me than meets the eye.
Hey, how you doing?
I'll never be lonely again.
This is the best exhibit yet.
I don't know. It's kind of drafty.
Okay, Al. Any theories on getting us back together?
I'm still working on that. One cannot rush the scientific process. This could take, eons.
Just juice us.
Right. Where's my mind bean? No luck, babes. My powers are diffused. Out of shape, babes. Looks like you're going to have to use the old 3Bs.
Okay. Here goes.
I
can't! Dr. Einstein, you must find a solution!
Let's see. E equals zero cubed. No, that's not it. Oh, yes.
Maybe if you carry the one.
Yes, that could work. If you don't mind the nuclear explosion. Yes. But this way they come out as a gas. Maybe. Who knows?
One of you had better do something. I don't plan to spend the rest of my half-life this way.
Hey, relax! It's not like a nuclear explosion would be the end of the world. Well, actually, it kind of would be, wouldn't it?
Can we go on another exhibit?
How about that one? The nuclear accelerator.
Of course, the accelerator. Your students are always so clever. It could mean the end of life as we know it. But then, what do we know?
All aboard!
Oh, boy! I love roller coasters!
I hope nobody has queasy stomach, Adams.
Yes.
should be back from their class by now. It's not like a distinguished professor to be tardy. What in the world?
Ow! Oh, we're back, Miss Shannon, I think.
Yeah, right.
You realize, of course, you were due back nearly...
Pardon me.
Why, Professor, you're late. A man of your stature. I'm going to have to make you stay after school.
Is it warm in here?
I think Miss Shannon has a crush on the professor.
Yeah!
I'd love to stay and chat, but I've got some, research. That's it. Research to do.
Oh, such a learned man.
That was great. I hope we get to do that again.
He really made his subjects come alive.
Too alive. There's something to be said for safe, dull, old predictability. I'm ready to get back to the three R's. Reality, responsibility, and...